Senator Lisa Murkowski is complaining about what she calls a lack of progress by the Obama administration on certain energy issues. In a Senate floor speech yesterday, Murkowski said the president's budget does not do enough to support nuclear energy or fossil fuel extraction. She says that runs contrary to the president's pledge during his recent State of the Union speech to support nuclear and new oil and gas development.
This disconnect is both disappointing and perhaps a little difficult to explain. At the very least, it's apparent that the vision that the president presented to Congress does not match up with what some of his agencies have in mind. And I don't believe that these are welcome shifts.
Murkowski's criticism comes despite President Obama's move to triple the loan guarantees available to the nuclear industry. He wants to boost it from $18 billion to $54 billion. Murkowski admits she approves of that, but still chided Obama for scrapping the nuclear waste site at Yucca Mountain in Nevada and for not helping finance a nuclear project in its first year in office. She says while the administration is making what she called some progress on nuclear, she does not see it doing so on oil and gas development.
Instead of seeking to increase production, the budget request includes at least 21 new taxes and fees for the oil, natural gas, and coal industries. 21 new taxes and fees. Collectively, these increases would raise producers' costs of business by an estimated $80 billion.
The Obama administration has asked Congress to suspend billions of dollars in tax breaks to oil and gas companies, saying the high-income industry does not need them and that eliminating the subsidies would help fight climate change. Murkowski wasn't the only member of Alaska's congressional delegation to weigh in on energy issues this week. Democratic Senator Mark Begich did so, too. He sent a letter to President Obama on Tuesday urging him to reconsider repealing tax incentives for independent American-owned oil and gas producers. Begich also asked the White House to stay focused on domestic oil and gas production, especially on a potential Alaska natural gas pipeline.